Every one of you that received a Christmas card had one of these attached to it. Now, mine's a little wrinkled because it's the one I keep in my wallet, so yours shouldn't be as framed as this one. But it simply has a number of icons on the front representing various world religions, philosophies of life, social habits and or customs, the various vices of life, and one of the other categories of belief systems in our world, that is in one's government and or science, medicine, thinking that these are the answer. And it has a little caption in the middle from a university professor writing on the chalkboard. It may not be as clear in the graphic as you think, but he's outlining what it is that is the most virtuous aspects of one's life. And it's number one, sincerity. Number two, tolerance. Number three, peace. And there's a couple of other ones on there. Number five is love. And if you had asked people in general out that you're familiar with or come across, what do you think are the most beneficial, most virtuous characteristics one can exhibit in their life? Now, I'm not going to say that any of those are bad news or negative. The tolerance may be a little bit vague. It needs to be qualified. But here's what the caption says. All paths lead to the same God. So, what do you think? Do you agree with that statement? All paths do lead to the same God? Or are you a persuasion that says, no, not all paths lead to the same God? What paths? What are those paths that are represented on the piece of paper that you have with you? This is the, not just the outline, but this is verbatim what I'm fixing to give to you. Because either way, if you think all paths do lead to God, whether you're Buddhist, Christian, Muslim, atheist, whatever your political persuasion is, Democratic or Republican or Libertarian or nothing at all, whether your form of government is socialism, communism, or capitalism, republics, democracies, you can get lost in an endless search of what they all mean and what they represent. Or you were just a modern, high-tech believer in science and medicine, and that's the answer to the social and physical ills and ailments of human beings across the planet. If you think all of that leads to the same God, and I encourage you to continue this section. You can follow along with me, or you can read it yourself if you're inclined to. And maybe you're the persuasion that says, no way, man. I don't believe any of that. All of that is going to get to the same God. Well, likewise, I encourage you to take interest to the inside and see what you find. Either way, you're going to find out you're right.
All paths lead to the same God. The purpose? Now there is a Christian putting into print that the Holy Bible really teaches all paths do lead to the same God. The purpose for stating the Holy Bible teaches this statement is not to put you at ease. Moreover, it is stated this way because, quote, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Furthermore, the Holy Scriptures teach us, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. God doesn't just evaluate our lives, God renders justice. The philosophy. This same God of love for our benefit commands obedience to His grant of repentance so we can truly experience the reality of God's marvelous love. Love is more fully realized and experienced by the recipient in regard to forgiveness. Forgiveness speaks of transgression. Transgression produces and requires guilt, so that repentance is expressed and forgiveness is sought. Thus, reconciling those involved, allowing the pre-existing love of the pardoning person to be realized, understood, and experienced by the transgressor more than before. So, as important and necessary as love is, we must not ignore, neglect, avoid, or deny the proper progression from transgression to guilt, unto repentance and forgiveness, finalized by reconciliation with love reassured. Of course, love is experienced to a certain extent without any awareness of sin, as is the example of an infant with the parents. However, when that infant becomes a child being conscious of disobedience toward the parents, guilt enters in, and though love is known, love will be far more realized by the child and developed toward the parents once the transgression is resolved. God's love for humanity is certain. However, humanity's love for God isn't. Though humanity talks, sings, writes about, and desires love, at best, people misunderstand their love for God or are unconcerned. The person. This God everyone speaks of is actually recorded in the Holy Bible as the Lord Jesus Christ, and is referred to as being, is doing, or has done the following. God Almighty, who is holy, 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 omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. He's the Alpha and Omega. Jehovah, by whom were all things created and all things consist. He is upholding all things by the word of His power, without whom was not anything made that was made. He is the eternal Word, one with the Father and the Holy Ghost, as the triune, self-existent One, full of grace and truth. The Savior of the world. As the eternal Word, He became flesh, being born of a virgin, and as the Son of God was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He is the prophet, high priest, and king of the Jews, the Messiah and Lord of all. He is the resurrection and the way, the truth, and the life, who gave us the gospel, which is how Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, was buried, and rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He was seen of Cephas, that is Peter, then of the 12. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once. He is eternal life, love, peace, and the risen Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world and seeks and saves those who are lost. Since Jesus Christ loves us, the first words He said to begin His ministry were, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." The persuasion. The God of the Bible says the only way the guilty can reason with Him is, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet." Until we put our inflated, arrogant, self-righteous, proud, and egotistical views, to say the least, into the appropriate context of sin, it will be impossible for us to truly know this God to which all paths do lead. Sin has subtle camouflages like religion, education, intellect, wealth, success, race, science, opinion, sexuality, society, parents, situations, government, upbringing, environment, and philosophy. Therefore, absolute truth is unknowable until our sin is confessed as sin. Knowing, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. In the Holy Bible, the verse below can be found. Knowledge puffeth up, and if any man thinketh that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. The point? Regardless of a person's religious ideology or philosophy, like theism, mono or poly, deism, atheism, pantheism, agnosticism, pragmatism, or self-deification, the point is none of these either affirm, address, or honestly, appropriately, and entirely deal with the very real subject of sin. As previously described, absolute truth is unattainable if we refuse to start where the knowable, rational, objective, scientific, living God starts, which is sin. Sin is the transgression of God's law. Therefore, if we aren't aware of His law, we can't be aware of our sin. Being unaware of God's law declares we don't search for God. Canst thou, by searching, find out God? Canst thou find out the Almighty unto perfection? There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. The truth is, God seeks for us and searches us. Shall not God search this out? He knoweth the secrets of the heart. The Lord knows your down sitting and uprising. The Lord Almighty knows your thoughts afar off. The problem. Aside from those who don't live in the real world, the truth is there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, for there is none that doeth good and sinneth not. The Bible states, if I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. So then, how many are our iniquities and sins? Too many to list here. Although, the list below will expose our numerous transgressions against God and help prove that our hearts are deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Is it becoming evident? The following list is evidence enough against trusting in one's own heart. The puke. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. Why do we do these things? It is our nature. 100% natural. We were conceived in sin, shapen in iniquity, a few days and born unto trouble. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Some more specific sins that you will be familiar with are disobedience to parents, excuses, drugs, smoking, racism, drunkenness, exaggeration, abuse, divorce, pornography, like magazines, videos, the internet, or even your imaginations, masturbation, premarital sex, abortion, rape, tattoos, gambling, the lotto, fraud, cursing, strife, riots, vandalism, laziness, rebellion, astrology, most of modern television, and past for that matter, music and the movies, tardiness, gluttony, immodest apparel, homosexuality, and lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. The major problem with these sins aren't the things only, but the heart attitude of the transgressor. These aren't restrictions, rather, they are violations against God's holy character. The punch. Here are the Ten Commandments most people say they keep, but when asked, they are unable to recite all ten. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For once, consider God's declaration of our sinfulness. He is always perfect and just. From the bottom to the top, number 10, no coveting. Your neighbor's, that's anybody's, house, spouse, lifestyle, vehicles, or anything else that you don't have. Covetousness is also thinking we are the source of our position by an I earned it, it's mine attitude. I'll do as I like, while neglecting the needy. Number 9, you shall not bear false witness, lie against your neighbor. All big, little, white, stretching it, half-truths, and lying under oath, too. Number 8, no stealing. Copyrighted material, software, the tithe, that's 10% that belongs to God, so you'll learn to trust Him. Gas, unpaid debts, or supplies from work. 7, no adultery. Whether it's public, private, secret, open, look but don't touch, they're all sin. The thought is God's focus. 6, you shall not kill. Included are spouses, exes, parents, and children. Hatred is murder according to the Creator of the universe. 5, honor your father and mother. Disobedience and stubbornness aren't honor, but esteem and great value are. 4, keep holy the day to worship God. Worship services of several hours don't count for the day, while afterward going to the lakes, malls, stadiums, golf courses, yards, restaurants, parks, road trips, places of business, work, or viewing TV or computer games. Number 3. Do not take God's name in vain, like saying Jesus Christ in a derogatory manner, or saying you believe in God and committing any sin, like idolatry, thus declaring you guilty. Number 2, no idols. Christ on a cross, statues of Mary, music and movie stars, or our own will above God's will for our life. Number 1, no other gods. Included are riches, careers, recreation, judges, relationships, or entertainment. Gods we worship are known by the value we give them, being evident by the time, talk, and money we spend on or devote to those other gods. The penalty. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. God is love and is holy. Therefore, He loves righteousness and judgment while hating sin and evil. Moreover, God is a consuming fire who is angry with the wicked every day and has appointed unto man once to die. But after this, the judgment, where we will be rewarded the wages of our sin, because the wages of sin is death. Then comes the second death, at judgment day. For he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death, since they love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. You see, the choice is yours. In the Bible, God said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I set before you life and death. Therefore, choose life. God has already predestined your eternity by the Lord Jesus Christ, in that he that believeth not is condemned already. Moreover, the wrath of God presently abides on the unbeliever. Dear soul, the verdict is already set. Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God, but shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Thou, Lord, hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins, in the light of thy countenance. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. The plan? How can man be justified with God? Or how can he be clean that is born of a woman? Without the shedding of blood is no remission of sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. In Jesus we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. The Lord said, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. And to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, producing a carefulness, a clearing of yourself, an indignation, fear, vehement desire, zeal, and revenge toward the bondage of sin you are enslaved by, thus causing you to turn from and forsake the sins in your life. This was paid for through the blood of the Lamb of God on Calvary, who, being crucified, suffered your wrath on the cross. Jesus Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Everything is finished, so you can be saved from the eternal torment you are designing in the eternal fire of God's wrath for all who prefer darkness, death, and sin. God commends his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus our Lord. He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. God made the Lord Jesus Christ to be sin for us, and Jesus, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Faith in God's word comes by hearing the word of God, resulting in repentance and belief in the gospel of Jesus Christ. How that Christ died for our sins and was buried and rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, and was seen by the apostles and over 500 historical, non-fictitious eyewitnesses. Let God be true, for he cannot tell a lie. Repent and believe. The promise. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The Bible is God's word. The prayer. God, please be merciful to me, a sinner. I confess with my mouth and believe with all my heart that the Lord Jesus is the Son of God, raised from the dead in payment for my sins. Change me into a child that pleases you. I trust in your word. Oh God, my Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.